Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 452, slide. Visible translated text is as follows, 118, 4 or 5 minutes. After Mr. Holloway left, I told them Mr. Quinn came in. I may have told them that a lady dressed in green was the next one. That was a mistake. A lady in green did go up before Mr. Darley came down. She came down before Holloway and Darley left. If I told the officers that she went up after they left, I made a mistake. Mr. Quinn was the next man that went up after Mr. Holloway came down. Yes, I told that yesterday. Yes, I said yesterday Mr. Quinn was the last man I saw come down. No, I didn't say yesterday Miss Montine Stover came down after Mr. Quinn came down. I might have told the officers that I saw Mr. Holloway return upstairs, turn to the right toward Hunter Street, and go in the factory. If I did, I made a mistake. I don't remember all the mistakes I made. No, I have never told about a lady going up there after them 6 or 7 minutes. I was mistaken. I don't know whether I have ever corrected that mistake or not. She went upstairs, and Mr. Quinn went up and came down before she did. If I told the officers she stayed there 7 or 8 minutes and came right down, I made a mistake. I don't think I corrected that mistake at all. I don't know how long it was after she came down before anybody else went up and down. If I told the officers she was 10 or 15 minutes up was a mistake, I don't think I corrected that mistake at all. I haven't got any idea at all how long before the lady in green came down that anybody else went up. Yes, I told Mr. Scott and Mr. Black that the only people who went up at all were Miss Mattie Smith, Darley, Holloway, and the woman in green, and nobody went up and down until Mr. Frank whistled. No, that wasn't true. The reason why I told that story was because I didn't want them to know that these other people passed by me, for they might accuse me. The reason why I didn't tell them was because I didn't want people to think that I was the one.